Today is Saturday, July 11th. Jeannie M. Coppernall, 78, of Richland Center, died Sunday at her son's home. Funeral services will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Visitation will be held today from 10 until the time of the service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Jeannie M. Coppernall, 78, of Richland Center. Andrew H. Andy Harris, 48, of Richland Center, formerly of Blair, died July 1st at his home. Funeral services will be held today at 1 o'clock at Blair Lutheran Church West in Blair. Burial will be in the Zion Lutheran Cemetery in Blair at a later date. Visitation will be held at the church today from 11:30 until the time of the service at 1. The Jack Funeral Home in Blair is assisting the family with arrangements. Of Andrew H. Andy Harris, 48, of Richland Center, formerly of Blair. Johnny F. Blair, 89, of Stockton, Illinois, died Wednesday at home. A memorial service will be held next Saturday, July 18th at 11 o'clock at Holy Cross Catholic Church in Stockton, Illinois. Visitation will be held at the church on Saturday, July 18th from 9 until the time of the service at 11. A memorial fund has been established. Herman Funeral Home in Stockton is assisting the family with arrangements. Johnny used to work as a morning DJ for WRCO Radio. Johnny F. Blair, 89, of Stockton, Illinois. Melody K. Crary Pauls, 73, of Aurora, Illinois, formerly of Richland Center, died peacefully on July 2nd. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday, July 26th, from noon until 3 o'clock at the Lone Rock Community Center. There will be a graveside service at 11 at the Brown Church Cemetery in Bear Valley. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the American Kidney Association. For Melody K. Crary Pauls, 73, of Aurora, Illinois, formerly of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Kayla Gander and Oakley Williams had a son, Hudson Lee, and Aaron and Frank Norte had a son, William David Ninoy.